This is lunacy, FNC's Pyroblast Soros-funded prosecutor-led Trump verdict. By Jeff Poor on May 30, 2024. Thursday, following the announcement of the guilty verdict on 34 counts against former President Donald Trump, Fox News Channel personality Jeanine Pirro, also a former Westchester County, New York judge, criticized the verdict for what she warned it to the rule of law. Pirro called the court a kangaroo court and said the verdict was the product of something from a third world country. "Well, I think that the American people will be struck by this, as we are all struck by it in different ways," Pirro said. "I, as a former prosecutor and a judge who knows the state courts and knows the state law, I know that this is riddled with reversible error. I know that there was no basis to charge of this crime. This alleged crime into resurrected misdemeanors based upon non-unanimous federal violations of the election law or of the tax law. So, I mean, you've got that, but there is also a gut punch to the criminal justice system in the United States. People realize, we are no longer safe anymore. And it is because of the progressive left agenda of making sure that we don't keep people in jail and, you know, they are out there with 33 arrests. But, you know, they are still assaulting people and violently attacking people down the street here. But now we've got one of the most famous individuals in the world, the former president of the United States, who can be taken down by a George Soros-funded prosecutor on a crime that doesn't exist, where not one person put his finger anywhere near that bookkeeping. And now they are going to return a verdict and say, oh, he is guilty, he is definitely guilty. This is a jury pool made out of 85% to 90% of the people are anti-Trump, pro-anybody, anti-Trump, the jury pool," she continued. "We knew it. We have a judge was not picked out of the wheel or the drum, as all of us judges are," Pirro added. "He was a judge who was selected not just for the Trump organization, not just this case, but also for another case that involves, who was the guy, the Bannon case, as well. This is an anti-Trump judge, anti-Trump prosecutor. America is going to respond to this. This is a gut punch. We want to see politicians fight. We don't want to see what they do in third world countries, to have one side start indicting and jailing the other side. This is not American. This is not who we are. And to see this happen before our eyes when we know that this is not legitimate, when a defendant was not advised of the crimes that he was charged with, they don't even know what the crimes are until we get to the charge to the jury," as if the prosecution and the judge, with a wink and a nod, said, "Hey, I'll give you that accomplice testimony even though we didn't charge Donald Trump with aiding and abetting anyone else. I'll throw it in as a matter of law, he's an accomplice. And I will throw in those federal election violations. So they will have to say, yeah, Donald Trump must have done it. Too, and I will throw in a hooker and a guy who is a serial perjurer. This is lunacy, and I think that any red-blooded American who sees this is going to understand that this isn't what we do to our political enemies. This is what they do in kangaroo courts in third world countries. God help America after what I've seen in the last few weeks." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.